Today's Here's to Your Health segment with Dr. T. Glenn Pate is brought to you by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences.
Basal and squamous cell skin cancers are also known as keratinocyte cancers because they develop from cells called keratinocytes, the most common cells in the skin. Squamous cells lie just below the outer surface and function as the skin's inner lining, while basal cells, which produce new skin cells, lie just beneath the squamous cells. Both basal cell and squamous cell cancers are found mainly on parts of the body that are exposed to the sun, such as the head and neck, and their occurrence is related to the amount of sun exposure a person has. These cancers, especially basal cell cancers, rarely spread elsewhere in the body and are less likely to be fatal. Still, it is important to recognize them. If left untreated, they can grow quite large and invade into nearby tissues, causing scarring, disfigurement, and even loss of function in some parts of the body. It is important for doctors to tell these types of skin cancers apart because they are treated quite differently. For Here's to Your Health, I'm Dr. T. Glenn Pate.
Support for Here's to Your Health is provided by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences, where medicine lives, through teaching the state's healthcare professionals, healing the sick and injured, searching for new medical treatments, and providing programs that reach into every corner of the state. Visit uamshealth.com.